This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Congressman John Lewis, a lion of the civil rights movement whose bloody beating by Alabama state troopers in 1965 helped galvanize opposition to racial segregation, and who went on to a long and celebrated political career, has died. He was 80. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Lewis died of pancreatic cancer. In a statement, his family says he was honored and respected as the conscience of the U.S. Congress and an icon of American history. But we knew him as a loving father and brother. He was a stalwart champion in the ongoing struggle to demand respect for the dignity and worth of every human being. He dedicated his entire life to nonviolent activism and was an outspoken advocate in the struggle for equal justice in America. He will be deeply missed. John Lewis, dead at the age of 80. I'm Julie Walker.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has made a sweeping call to end global inequalities that sparked this year's massive anti-racism protests and have been further exposed by the coronavirus pandemic. As he delivered the annual Nelson Mandela lecture, Guterres said that COVID-19 has revealed the fractures in the skeleton of the societies we have built.
It is exposing fallacies, now falsehoods, everywhere. The lie that free markets can deliver health care for all. The fiction that unpaid care work is not work. The delusion that we live in a post-racist world.
The UN chief took aim at the vast inequality of wealth, saying the 26 richest people in the world hold as much wealth as half the global population. Guterres's address marked what would have been the birthday of former South African president and Nobel Peace Prize winner Nelson Mandela. This is VOA News.